Your Victory 91.5. Good morning. We are Royals from North Point.
Yeah.
It is Risenstein. It is the day of the eclipse. And we're thankful that Ray Haynes has come in this morning, as we told you about on Friday, to kind of give us a glimpse of what we're going to experience and what God's got to do with this.
And there's no danger of this glimpse. You won't go blind.
No,
stare directly at your radio. Nothing. No harm will come to you. Well, you know, if thousands of years ago they had Facebook, they would have been so confused, because that's really the issue of our time, is people are posting so much crazy stuff out there. And so you do have to ask the question, when things happen, when God puts signs in the heavens and stuff, is what in the world is going on, and who do I trust? And so to answer the question, is God in this? The real big question is, how do we interpret signs in the heavens? Because obviously the wise men figured out Jesus' birth.
Right.
But really, his death 33 years later was the real story, wasn't it? And so for those who went, wow, 33 years went by before really anything happened at all. So this particular sign in the heavens coming up in September, and kind of the pre-one, which is the solar eclipse today, there's lots of similarities going on in the skies over the next month. So what is God saying? Number one, is this about his second coming, which you see a lot of that on Facebook and on the news. And my answer to that would be, it's really the wrong sign for that, but nice try. Revelation 12 is what you're going to be hearing for the next month, because exactly 30 days from now, it comes the next really big sign in the skies. And it's a story of creation, redemption, victory over evil, and so much more. So all of this stuff is all tied together. That's what I'm going to try to do for you today. So number one, it's really important not to assume too much. All right. Signs in the heavens rarely mean the end of the world is right now. That's a pretty safe guess right there.
Okay, that's good.
Or that the rapture is imminent, or the tribulation is here. And the other thing is, signs often repeat too. God does that a lot. He's trying to, if he's trying to show us something, he repeats himself a lot. So Jesus already laid out the signs of the end of the world. All right, they are very, very clear, even though we mess them up a lot. But this happens, and then this happens, and then this happens, all right? So we're not waiting for the rapture or the return of Christ at the moment.
Right.
It's down the line of things to come. So the signs that precede that have not happened yet. So there's no signs in the heaven that trumps those signs, all right? So that's bottom line. So no, the eclipse and what's being called the Revelation 12 sign next month are not warning us that the rapture or the end of the world is imminent, number one, or two, or three, or B, or C, wherever we are there. When Jesus ascended, the apostles stood there waiting, looking up at the sky. And, you know, God actually had to send an angel back to say, what did he tell you? What did he just tell you? To get them to stop looking up at the sky, to get them to go where they're supposed to go. And he said, Jesus had told them, first, the Holy Spirit is coming, then this and this and this. So go and do what he told you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I would still say that to you, too.
Right.
It's ironic that those who have neglected to do what Jesus said are still looking at the sky, expecting him to return at any moment, when he already told you all the steps. So first of all, seek him and find him. Straight now where men's teaching has led you astray, and then you can focus on what he has for you to do at the end of the world, which is really the most important thing. These signs are all setting up the fall feasts and coincide with Moses on Mount Sinai the second time, so like Pentecost 2.0.
Right.
So it's all about Pentecost. It's when Moses' face began to glow from being in God's presence. Mm. It's about the Holy Spirit and how we can all encounter him. So all of this, including the eclipse today, it's all an invitation, a reminder. God is a God of order, and he's waiting for us to enter in. All right, so coming up, I'm going to take you into the Bible and show you a really profound eclipse, and give you a little bit of history and some of that to show you what God is likely saying.
Sure. Awesome. Ray Haynes is here at Risenstein this morning, and what a perfect day to come in and teach about these things.